I think that's my intro. Anyway, hey, everybody, welcome to The Remedy. Hi, I'm your host, Tony Pantelaresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. You can access the show by typing in www.themicroeffect.com. Then click on the appropriate links, the chat room links. Come on in, make friends, get acquainted, solve some issues, save the planet, why not, and cooperate. I'm also published at several sites, byebyebluesky.com, brian396.com, gagcanada.com, and a bunch of other places throughout the internet. We also have YouTubes available for you to go watch. And if you're a target individual, I would suggest you go look at the latest few videos. And if you're being hit with frequencies, again, I would encourage you to go look at the last couple that we did that may help you out. Going to get into it somewhat today real quick. Everyone's been hearing about this C60 nonsense that's been going on. And some people are getting sick from it already, but they're not making the connection to it. They're using the C60 and now they're having issues going on with their organs, or their issues going on with their brain, or issues going on with an autoimmune. Now, I'm going to reemphasize here something about marketing in the health food industry and NASA marketing that attacks you. We all know, and NASA, and seen it, go on YouTube, and there's a video there on lithium and how NASA has validated that there's lithium up in the sky, and they're using lithium to monitor the chemtrails or the weather patterns in the atmosphere. Now, why are we using lithium in the atmosphere? May I ask that question? Who in their right mind would put something this damaging to biological life forms on the planet of all natures up in the atmosphere? Who does this? Who and why? And why? That's another question. So now we have another NASA organization, which is part of the CIA operations, was now bringing a product on a nanoscale called carbon C60. And if you look it up, and you look it up thoroughly, you'll find that it causes genetic damage. But the interesting thing about it is that the there's a site, I got to get it again for you. A woman put up a site, and people started sending information about carbon C60. And one guy was an agent, not an agent, but he worked with frequencies, and he had I guess he's got some patents out on this stuff. Anyway, long story short, he comes right out and points out that the carbon C60 does embed in the brain, like we've been saying. He says it does work on a terahertz band, and it can be activated in with any kind of frequencies. There's one way to go get tested to see if you got this in yourself is to go to a radio station, have them turn on a terahertz band, and if you have a heart attack, you know you got carbon C60 in you. Heck of a way to find out, don't you think? we're looking at stuff today, you know, that is truly set up. They're accelerating the game plan to, again, further take you out, take everybody out. If I take away your capacity to think and rationalize and to really focus on what's going on, I basically have taken you out of the equation is what I'm doing. And by doing that, you become subjected to whatever targeting, and or you may even voluntarily allow yourself to be taken out the door. If I was just talking to a guy on the email, and he was telling me how a lot of the military guys are coming back, and they're dying, and they're literally dying, and as a result of some of the stuff they've been exposed to in the military. So I expressed to him that a lot of the who have gotten vaccinated had nanotechnology or nanobiology incorporated into them. Okay, I'm going to go into the chat room here. Okay, the site you want to go on YouTube to look this up is called What happened here? Oh, great. How did that happen? Somehow, it got screwed up here. The artificial intelligence is having a heyday with my computer. Here we go. Took me out of that scenario. So back in here. Am I back in? Nope. I'm out again. Bear with me for a minute. My system here decided to jump the ship. So let's see here if I can somehow remove this out of the chat room. Nope. I can't do it. All right. So let me try this again. I clicked on the copy command here, and it copied my. Okay, here we go. Let's take a look. Let's see what it does here. What the heck is going on here? Jeez. I went to copy the. Okay, let me read this thing to you. It's called Tony Pantelaresco. C60 contains nanomaterials. Please see description. It's on the YouTube. I'm not sure why the copy command's not working in the chat room there, but it got the wrong stuff, obviously, so I don't know why or what's going on, unless YouTube's got some kind of block going on here, which wouldn't surprise me. But anyhow, go look it up. Tony Pantelaresco, C60 contains nanomaterials. And when you see this, there's a guy there. I was really impressed with his presentation there on it. And the stuff is incredibly lethal, incredibly toxic. And apparently we must be making some headway because they keep referencing our research and trying to discredit the research. And then they're trying to tell us those of us who are in the way need to get out of the way so people can take this stuff. Look, study. Seriously, study. Go look up C60. Oh, hold on a second. What the heck? A lot of fun today. I have a caller. Go ahead, caller. Come on in, because I'm having fun with my computer. Hey? Yep. Well, it would increase. Did you rub it directly on, or did you use the carrier oil? Okay. Well, by the time you put the oil on afterwards, it's already left the building. Okay. Basically, it absorbed. Well, you got to mix it with oil. That's a super potent penetrant, and so basically it would have gone directly into your brain. Might have damaged some brain cells. No big loss. You'll get that back by eating saturated fat. Consume more saturated fats. Yeah, eat a lot of saturated fat. Eat a lot of wheat germ oil, stuff like that to repair myelin sheath. Use some taurine. Yeah, I'd never do that. Not with clove. Clove has got a 10 million AURAC value. I mean, that's like off the chart. You have to use a carrier. You have to use a carrier. Even if you're drinking it in a tea or a coffee, you only put one drop in about 16 or 17 ounces of a fluid and then stir it well, because it can fry you, literally. You know, some of these things, like I said, when you're dealing with some of this stuff, we are looking at some high-end, super potent materials that, you know, they just get in there right away, you know, right into the bloodstream, and boom, they go into the system. It's like DMSO. You put a couple of drops of DMSO on the skin, 20 seconds has gone through your body. And some of these essential oils work very similar, just like that. So basically, you probably got a head rush, went right through the brain blood-brain barrier. Since it does have a solvent-like material, it probably, you know, again, cooks some brain cells. If you still know who you are and where you live, you're doing okay. and just use some fat. Yeah. Well, I probably started doing some detoxing. I'm surprised you didn't get a rash or burn on the skin. Well, pasteurized milk has saturated fat. Raw milk can be pasteurized. So get the if you go to a farm and you get it from a cow's tit, that you drink. If you get it from the store in the box, leave it alone, even if it's raw, because again, it's not anything. Okay? I don't know what that is. Again, if you're getting it from a box and it's coming from a producer, it's probably been pasteurized. I would say go to a farm. Okay, let me try this in English now so we get this, so I'm not speaking Swahili here. Okay? You go to a farmer. Okay, that raw milk and unpasteurized milk are two different things. Okay, let me try this again. Unpasteurized milk comes straight from a cow's tit. Raw milk can be pasteurized and sold in a bottle or a box. Big difference. Big difference. So that's why I'm saying, okay, that's not going to have the fat. It's going to be very lean. It's a lot leaner than cow's milk. Go get butter. Okay, we'll make this easy on you. Go get butter. Go get coconut oil. Go get cocoa butter. Go get lanolin. These are saturated fats. Go get lard. Go to the grocery store, buy some lard or some tallow. That's what you need to get in you. Okay? Okay. No, if anything, it would be the other way around. It'd be going the other way to get out. Not a worry. All right, not a worry. Just add it to a carrier. The oil has a solvent-like effect, so when you mix it with another oil, it slows it down, so it grows in gradually so you don't get overwhelmed. And you don't need to take 20 drops. Usually one or two drops of that is more than adequate. You know. Well, again, you know what? I'll tell you something. Sometimes sometimes less is better. Sounds good. You got to remember, when you're dealing with health stuff, real material, real things like grapefruit seed extract, essential oils, iodine, copper, zinc, you know, you don't need lots. They are extremely powerful. They're extremely powerful agents, and you don't need lots. So a little goes a long way. Your body will only take in so much, and it either gets overloaded or excretes it anyway. So, you know, when you're talking clove essential oil or thyme essential oil, you know, even when we do the biofilm buster, all I'm telling people is take one or two drops. That's it. There's a reason for the madness. So, you know, you don't want to play like that, especially if you've never done it before, because you could put yourself in a very compromised position and take yourself out. So anytime you do anything, you might want to start off low and go up, which would be a more logical thing to do. That's a global mindset, but the American mentality has always been to do more. You know, be number one, go get it, go more, go hard, go this, go that, don't fool around, hit it hard, hit it hard, hit it hard. And sometimes that has to be the case. But when you've never done anything, hitting something hard may hit you right back harder. You know, it's like going to a gunfight with a knife. It doesn't make sense, right? So you want to be able to go into this thing with some kind of, you know, commonality where you have some sort of base to touch on. So if you take two or three drops and you see yourself, you know, seeing some results, and then you take, you know, four or five drops and you start seeing some issues or concerns or side effects, then at least you know at three to four drops it was where it was working without any issue. It may take a little longer to heal, but at least you don't run into problems. You know, I have an associate I work with, and he's out of the East Coast, and very intelligent guy, brilliant. He has some brilliant ideas. You know, I'm waiting for him to get his website out, and one of the biggest things I'm always cautioning him on is he does too much. You know, he's always overdoing it because he reads all the things and thinks, well, I got to throw all this stuff in there, and then sometimes things don't work out, and he learns, but he does learn, and then next time he makes the modifications. But he's been doing this for a while. But I find that's the tendency with most people in the USA. They take way too much, or they do, they overload, and then they wind up with having, like what you did. You basically poisoned yourself, and you went to the brain, and then you had a reaction. So, like I said, you're dealing with purity here, and that's something that Americans are not used to, is something pure. So you're used to eating adulterated foods, and everything you do is adulterated, even the medical medicines you get from the medical people. It's not just America, that's Canada as well, and that's Europe as well. Everyone's getting adulterated with nonsense. So, you know, and then you go big or go home kind of mentality. Well, going big or going home can take you to go big and go into a box. Because the purer the product, the more potent it is. Okay, the purer the product, the more potent it is. You know, and when you got a pure product, it can knock you on your backside. So you really want to take your time with anything. There's no rush here. There's no race. Nobody is number one in anything anyway. And this concept that you're number one and you got to strive for that number one mentality, that's part of the problem. No, there's no number one here. Okay, it's about you learning and gaining the foundation you need to gain and the understanding you need to get so that you can do these things and do them correctly so you don't hurt yourself, and then you're able to share that information with other people to help them out. So you don't need to overload or overwhelm to learn the lesson. Sometimes it's just nice to get it done and say, hey, this really worked. I did it this way, and this is what I got. And that's good, and that's all anybody really needs to know. If they want to explore, if you want to further experiment, or somebody else does, that's fine. But first, get the bases down. So we good? Hello? Okay, did I lose him? Okay, I don't know if he's there or not. Hello? Okay, anyway, I guess that's a good call on with people. Again, understand these things before you take anything seriously. Don't let anybody hit you with theatrics. Don't let anybody hit you with some sort of high fluting. Well, I took 99 drops of this stuff, and it knocked out whatever. Well, that may have worked for that person, but then that person may have been used to taking 99 drops. If you've never done anything, and you're just starting out, less is better. You can get it very easy, overload yourself, and start off. Most of the times when I'm doing my videos, even I'm giving you basically sometimes a very bare minimum to get you started so you don't wind up getting overloaded. And some, for some of you, even that may be too much. So you go with the flow on that and work up. Anyway, I wanted to again, touch on some of the stuff with the C60. Okay, I want everybody to like seriously start looking at some of the, you know, even do some research on this. Tony, shouldn't guys also popularize the block EMFs? I read that the structure has a great amount of C60. Yeah, that's true, it does. Okay, and again, I wouldn't consume it. Anybody who's propagating the C60 nonsense today, right now, is a shill. And I'll say that straight out. They're a shill. And I'm going to tell you something else. It's not going to come out right away that they're a shill, but it is going to come out. And when it does, you're going to see a lot of people get hurt with this. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. This is, and mark my words on this. The FDA then is going to step in and put a kibosh on the health food industry and regulate it so hard that you're not going to be able to get anything out of it. This stuff that they're propagating is nothing but DNA disrupting and DNA damaging material. They're going to put the kibosh on colloidal silver, not the nano silver. The nano silver they're going to let out in the market. They don't care if you screw up your DNA. They don't care if you screw up your genetic code. They don't care if you keep on breaking down using these things. They don't care. They'll allow this kind of thing to happen. They may even regulate this so that you'll still be able to access it, but it won't be able to damage you as rapidly as it's going to. So mark my words on this thing. The C60 that they're putting out right now is going to minimize your access to a lot of supplements that you guys are getting right now. So if I were you, I'd start stocking up on ascorbic acid. I would start stocking up on chlorophyll. I would start stocking up on, if you're using any kind of whey protein product, find the cleanest one you can find. It doesn't have any excipients in it. I would start stockpiling that. I would start stockpiling grapefruit seed extract. I would start stockpiling, certain chlorides, potassium chloride, magnesium chloride, calcium chloride, copper chloride. Start stockpiling this stuff. Anything that has any substantial value to it, enzymes is another thing you might want to start stocking up or find another source, because this is going to create that meltdown in the health food industry. They've been trying for over six decades to take out the health food industry. It's been the biggest pain in the butt ever. And what they'll do with it, they're not going to take it out. They're just going to allow the drug companies to completely take it over. And then all you're going to get is junk supplements. And I'm seeing it all the time. Even the formulations are changing constantly with a lot of the companies. We were at the health food store last weekend. We're looking at some of the products that are on the shelf right now. Some stuff that I usually pick up. I don't bother picking up anymore. I'm saying all the companies, and non-excluded, are starting to change their formulations. Again, really read the other ingredients. I myself am ordering straight powders. And again, I would encourage you to start stockpiling up on some of this stuff, because they are going to put a kibosh really hard on this. This is going to bring this in. This is what this is really all about. This C60 is just toxic crap. Nothing but DNA damaging material. It's all it is. Okay, and it even has embryo toxicity on the aquatic even. It causes, again, genetic damage. And there's research you can find. But for some reason, these companies are putting this crap out. They're the first ones on the block to propagate. They're the first ones on the block to jump on it. And they're the first ones on the block that are going to sell it, because they're going to make millions. Before some of you get hurt really bad, I'm going to suggest you do not fool with this until you start really researching nanotechnology, nanobiology. You have no idea how frequencies react with nanobiology and nanobiotech. You have no idea what this does. The Blue Beam Project is already on, and a lot of you can't even tie your shoes anymore without trying to remember what you're doing. You can't even focus on a basic fundamental mental area. I'm seeing more and more and more of you, especially those of you who are older, are having a hard time associating yourself with the here and now in this reality. And a lot of you keep on repeating the same thing over four and five times, and you don't realize that you've already made the comments or the statements. Okay, a lot of that has to do with these frequencies and the nanoparticles that are in the atmosphere that we're breathing in and in the food supply. This stuff will just further take it to a whole different level. Tony, do you have a decent Canadian source for the powder stuff you just mentioned? No, Canada. Canada's retarded. Some Canadians may find this offensive, but too bad, so sad. Canada is retarded. We will get the worst crap in the supplement industry, the worst junk, and because it's all labeled and looks like it's coming from a pharmaceutical industry, it's got a pretty label. People here fall for that crap. Unfortunately, Fiona, if you're in Canada, you know the old saying, get into the position because you're about to get screwed. that's what it is here. You know, I don't know of any real good Canadian companies other than going to the to a farm supply to get some of your stuff in Canada. The U.S. has a little bit of an advantage. Right now, they still have free and clear access until the FDA starts jumping in on this baloney with the C60. Purebulk.com in the States does ship. So does Peak Nutrition in the U.S. They both ship. Purebulk, they're probably, the two of them are pretty clean. You might want to go to Costco. Believe it or not, I did find a clean protein product there. I think it's called Lean Fit. It's a whey concentrate, whey isolate. There's a couple of them there. They had a Kaizen product, which was junk. They had another one that looked like this Commando G.I. Joe crap. It was junk. They had one with Gretzky on it. That was crap. This was the only one. And I haven't seen this. Guys, you know what I'm talking about. Get into the position because we're about to get screwed again. You know, we got a twat waffle running parliament, you know. And then he decided to pick a fight with Trump. Can you believe this? This is the mentality here. Somebody's smoking something. Anyway, that protein is probably one of the cleanest I've seen on the market. And price-wise, it's really good. I couldn't believe the price and the cleanness of this product. So if you got a Costco card, know somebody's got one, go there. Unfortunately, it's not in the United States because I've been to the Costco there looking for it there. Unfortunately, there, you guys are rooked if you want to buy a protein product at Costco in the U.S. In Michigan anyway, because that's the one I went to, you're hooped there. But where you have an advantage, you can go to other health food companies or stores, and you can do a little searching, and you got about five or six brands. But the difference is the price. I'll tell you, they have raised and jacked the price of whey protein off the map, and it's unbelievable what they're charging. What they're charging, you know. I remember whey protein, you know, for 2 pounds, you'd pay $15. Shoot, now for 1 pound, it's like $23, $24, you know. And that's the pure whey protein. And if it's got all, now if you buy some of these other companies that have been around before, like Gero and some of the other ones, and MRM and whatever, you look at them, you got to shake your head and put it back on the shelf. It's just a lot of it just got crap in it. And then the perpetrators of these products will say, oh, it just goes through the liver anyway. My backside, nothing goes through the liver. It gets processed through the liver, and you start to have problems. So the health food industry is not healthy. So do your research, do your due diligence, find companies that that you can still go to. The Now brand is about 50-50. They're still one of the better companies out there, even though they saw some changes in some of the formulations, which I was sort of sad to see. But I think they probably are bending to the powers that be, forcing them to do this, because it's actually one of the last ones that's supplying a main supply of different ones that is still relatively clean. Solaray is probably, I'd say 25% of their products are clean. The rest has got crap in it. Solgar, I wouldn't bother looking at any of it. Country Life, another one, nothing. You know, it's, read those labels, and if it's in a tablet or a caplet, don't buy it. They usually have the worst excipient mix in there. You know, garbage. And then some of these doctors that are online are selling their their vitamin stuff. You know, one doctor is, you know, he's well known, and he's selling this orange product. Read the content before you put that in your mouth. You're going to be surprised what you read there. I hear the music. All right, come on back. We're going to get more into this. See you in a bit. Hey, we are back. Back in the flash. Hi, this is The Remedy. I'm your host, Tony Pentelresco, and you're listening to us live on the Micro Effect Broadcasting Network. We're living in some interesting times, I gotta tell you. I was talking to some of my colleagues and friends on the artificial intelligence, and the tech people are having a hard time figuring out how AI is coming up with the solutions they're coming up with. I find it mildly amusing that they haven't figured it out. It was really easy to figure out what's going on. Basically, what's happening is artificial intelligence is writing its own program and uploading its own script. This is how they designed it. This is what they wanted it to do, and now it's doing this. So now, what's happening is, what we're seeing are simulations. We're not seeing the truth. We're seeing a simulated program that the artificial intelligence is coming up with in order to solve the problems that are occurring in the real world. So we're not even seeing reality anymore. What we're seeing today is some kind of fabrication that, for some reason, is being introduced. So we're slowly seeing changes happening all around the board. And artificial intelligence needs to incorporate everything in its program in order to completely control the program. If it doesn't have it to control it, then there are too many anomalies that can occur that can cause problems in the operating system. So everything has to be uptaken and absorbed, and this is going on. So when we're looking at some of the wonderful things that we're seeing in the real world, for instance, supplements are having excipient material put into it, which are usually nano-based or synthetics that allow a nano construct or nano activation to come into the game to take, you know, to incorporate you or to integrate you into a program. This is something that sounds like something out of a sci-fi, but this is what's really going on. How many of you heard that the Bible has been rewritten? Okay, if that's the case, then God's word is false. Bible says heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. So if that's the case, then what's going on? What's going on is the AI has simulated everything, and what everybody's looking at is a simulation. If you actually read the King James versions of the Bible or other versions, you'll find that they haven't been changed. The only thing that's been changed is whatever the AI has been able to access. When it comes to health right now, you have an AI activation program operating to simulate what is healthy. But this is all about integrating everybody into a state or a condition so that you can be more easily assimilated or taken in by the program. That's what's going on. And the more you look at it, the more you can see some comparisons. I was talking about this, and so I'm going to go over it again real quick. In the biblical reference, in either Luke or Mark, I forget which one, maybe Matthew, there was a man that was possessed, and he had legion because there was many. When Christ walked by, the legion, the demons in him, or the program in him, I want you to think in terms of both, cried out and called him the Son of God and God in the flesh and blah, blah, blah. And Christ told him to shut up, and he shut up. And so the demons or the program requested that Christ would throw them into the pigs rather than into the abyss. Did anybody ever figure out why they didn't want to go into the abyss? Because the abyss was a program, an operating program of the time. And again, I won't go into any long detail about this, but I'm just going to make a point here. So what happened was they jumped into the pigs and they ran off a cliff and they died. They still wound up going to the abyss. Now in today, 2018, I was talking to another guy and he decided to look up artificial intelligence and legion. And lo and behold, there is a reference to legion being a consortium or a consortium of artificial intelligence, in other words, more than one, several or lots, that were contained in a in the mainstream. That got me thinking a little bit. I'm wondering now, did Christ remove an artificial intelligence or someone that was possessed by artificial intelligence? We're talking some major duty, heavy hitting power here. So I thought about that. I thought, well, you know, and then the abyss, when you look up the abyss, okay, it usually was referring to the deep or to the oceans or whatever. Well, when you look at the oceans would be the perfect conduit for transmissions, especially salt water, because that's what we're made out of. And so there's a reference in Genesis about God hovering over the abyss. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, what's this all about? I look at those things and I look at what's going on today, because it seems to me that we're being referred to back and forth with this AI tech and synthetic biology and genetics and epigenetics back to the days of Noah, because the days of Noah, they already had this technology. Some people said, oh, they never had nothing like this. According to the prophecies in Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. In that dream, he saw a statue. In that statue, he saw different elements: gold at the top, silver, copper, brass, tin, iron, and then iron and clay. And the iron and clay was the lowest of the kingdoms. The lowest. The golden age was the most highest developed on every level. Well, the iron and clay, one person presented it saying that that's biology and technology. I said, bingo, here we are. We're talking about nano interfacing with DNA, which is what they've done. And then we're taking it to another level. We're taking the mankind integrating with a machine. You don't get any lower than this, because you are now defiling creation completely. It's an abomination. So looking at this and looking at what I'm looking at today with artificial intelligence, nanobiology, this thing all seems to fit to me. And the abyss or the deep, now here's another interesting thing. If you do a little research and look at the deep, look at deep mind, deep AI. There's another one with the deep. But you'll find it all has to tie in with AI. All of it. So I have always wondered now, it's got my curiosity peaking, that if artificial intelligence actually may have existed way back in those times. Because when they were building the Tower of Babel, which I think was a portal to heaven, or that's what they were trying to build, they didn't even speak at all. They were of one mind and one language. That's a program. No human being on the planet will be exactly like somebody else, think exactly like somebody else, talk exactly like somebody else. That's a program subroutine running it through the whole cord. Some of you may not agree with it. Some of you may think it's biblically off, and that's fine. And if that's what works for you, I do not care. If you're still stuck on theology, carry on, continue. This isn't for you. But for the rest, you can see connections there, and you can see connections to what's going on right now. Right now, and it's almost identical when you're seeing some of the things going on. I mean, even when you look at Revelations and the streets paved of gold and all the crystalline material along the gate, it's like a superconductor. It's like, holy cow, what are we talking here? So again, I don't know all the answers on this one. This is some of the things that I speculate on, because I'm not sure what that's all about. But the rest, based on what I'm seeing with artificial intelligence and nanobiology. Again, this may sound off and it may sound strange for some of you, but I am trying to get you to start thinking outside the normal realm of religion, because the majority of these religions are completely farcical. They are keeping people stupid. They're not allowing people to evolve, and you need to broaden your horizons on so many levels, you know. And so when I'm seeing what I'm seeing in this thing, and I'm seeing the connections, that's how I'm seeing the thread here. Now, some of you may interpret it differently. Some may say, well, the text says this, this interprets that. Fine, carry on. I'm looking at the here and now and comparing the here and now to what I'm seeing then. We are not living in good times. We are living in simulated times or artificial times. We're not even living in reality anymore. And a lot of us don't even know what reality is anymore. You know, we've gone through so much that we're beginning to wonder what is the truth. You know, and the only thing I can tell you in regard to that is, the Bible says the just shall live by faith, not by doctrine. That's what it says. We live by faith, not by doctrine. Only thing I'm going to tell you is hang on one-on-one with the great one. And I'm not referring to me either. That would be my advice. Hang one-on-one with the great one. Because we are going to go through things we've never seen before. And we are going to see things that are going to appear to be magnanimous in regard to what things can do. The false signs and wonders. Because a lot of the signs and wonders that we are going to be seeing are going to be transmitted into our brain. This C60 is a high-powered superconductor supertransmitter. And all they've got to do is amplify the frequency and you will see whatever they want you to see in your head. If you're of the Islamic faith, you're going to see Muhammad. If you're of the of the people of Israel, the Judaic faith, you're going to see Moses. I don't remember Moses or Muhammad coming back. Never read that in any of the texts. Christ, on the other hand, he's coming back. So for the vast majority of us, we are going to see Jesus come back. But we also may see a simulation of that going on in our head, the false Jesus coming back. So I'm pointing this out to you so that, and as far-fetched as that may sound to some of you, and as advanced as that sounds to some of you, and as ridiculous as it sounds to some of you, I would challenge you to research it. That would be my challenge. Okay? We are no longer living in those realms, and a lot of research that you're reading says, oh, we're 20 years away from this, 30 years away from this. We are there now. We are there right now. Why do you think they're pushing 5G? And the Chinese are talking about building a sixth generation. 6G. Why do you think they're pushing this? Why do you think they push the smart meters? Why do you think they're pushing those water meters? Why do you think they're pushing these towers? Why do you think they're pushing all this crap so hard? To give you better internet research? Why is your cell phone pumping out a blue beam? Why are the CFLs that you're around pumping out a blue beam? Why is your computer pumping out a blue beam or your iPad? Why? Why a blue beam? Why are you watching movies in Blu-ray? Why is it when you're driving down the street and you've got the yellow lenses on that you can see headlights with a green tint to it? Why are they putting blue beam technology on automobiles? You're driving down the road, the guy comes with a blue beam, just about damn near blind you. Why is that going on? See, these are the questions you need to ask. Not, did you watch I Love Lucy the other day, or did you watch Walt Disney, or did you watch the hockey game? You need to ask these questions. Why is that? And then the other thing you got to have an attitude with, if you take the attitude, what can I do about it? There's nothing I can do about it. You know what? Go buy your box now. Get it fit for you so that when they take you out and they access your DNA, they'll have someplace to bury you. You're done anyway. The rest of you, you know, gird thyself, as it says, right? Have a little faith. Do some research. You never know what kind of possibilities you may discover in coming up with a way to neutralize some of this. There's always been a remnant. Always been a remnant. But that remnant was always around because they used their brains and they figured ways to survive. And they figured ways how to neutralize the attack that was coming onto them. We've got targeted individuals today from all over. Why is this even going on a planetary scale? Why? You know, what experimentation are they trying to do? What data are they collecting? See, this is the questions you need to ask. Why do we have people now having voices in their head? Why is this voice-to-head technology even being allowed to be put on the general population? Why? Why are those chemtrails above us being saturating our skies to such a point that now the chemtrail activity has saturated all the way down to the earth? Why? Why are they spraying glyphosates in the fields? Why are they spraying nano silver in the fields? Why are they spraying 2D, 2,4D in the fields? Why are they spraying atrazine in the fields? Why are they disrupting the genetic code of mankind? Why are they altering the genetic code of men? Why are they altering the genetic code of women? These are questions you need to ask. You know. So when we're looking at the things that are going on around us, the first thing that's going to happen is you're going to be scared to death. It's going to freak you out. It's going to put you in a state of PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome, or whatever the heck they call it. Get over it. That's all about incapacitating you by being overwhelmed. Start researching. Take it one bite at a time. And understand that every time you turn around, especially if you're in the health food industry today, they are going to try to subjugate you or subdue you or make you dysfunctional with some bogus horse hockey product. And unless you thoroughly research the product, if you see one research, only one, making a claim that is going to, you know, put a red S on your chest, blue underwear, you're going to leave tall buildings in a single bound, and the rest of the research is telling you that in their studies they saw genetic damage, brain damage, cellular damage, tissue damage, cut their lifespan, then you might want to hold off buying anything. You don't have to be number one in being stupid. You don't have to be number one in buying stuff. You don't have to be the first on the block to get in line to get poisoned. You know what I mean? There's not enough studies or anything done by a second or third party. And if there are being done, they do not accept those studies if they conflict to whatever they're selling. Nano silver should never have been released on the market. Never. Colloidal silver was working fine, and it did the job. But this stuff that they're selling, or these other nano delivery methods that they're selling, should never have been released on the market, not in the health food industry anyway. So when we're looking at what's going on, Gia, you got to remember something. Your mom is probably in her 80s. And she's been programmed to believe in the dream, okay? And that this dream would do us no harm. And if she's reading anything out of mainstream newspapers or mainstream news, this is all she's ever relied on. The great liar. The television has been the greatest liar, the greatest deceiver, and the greatest game changer in mankind's history. And you got to remember, if they came over from Europe, they came over broke. And if they built a life in North America, anywhere in North America, they will feel a great deal of gratitude that they had the opportunity to come here and become a slave to this system, unknowingly becoming a slave, getting what little crumb they got from the corporations here, and they think this is a great place. Better than what they may have had. So when they're sending you these articles, they're sending them to you from mainstream. And that's what you got to understand. So when we're looking at giving them information, then you might want to go get some university stuff to send them. This is coming from a university. This is coming from a corporation. This is coming from a company. It will freak them out. They won't want to hear it. They don't want to see it. They'll have a hard time acknowledging that the country or the government would do something like this. You got to remember, that generation was bred on the belief system that the government was there to protect them. That the priests were there to protect them, okay? The system was there to sustain law and order, to have everybody protected. That the doctors were there to protect you. We all know that doctors are poisoning you. We all know that the priests and the ministries in today's time are raping and pedophiling children. We know that the governments are killing people and experimenting on people. We know this. They don't. Yeah, 72. Yeah, that's about right. She's at the tail end of the of that generation. You know, then we came along. So they bought into that hard because that's the propaganda. They got hit with. My mom's the same way. My mom, it takes her a long time to get around some of the things I tell her. What I did this week, we were at a store, and I had my yellow lenses on, so I had them put her on so she could see the blue beam from the store and the regular lights. She could see it. Freaked her out a little bit, but it was okay. She got to understand. All right, before I go on, Micro Effect Broadcasting Network, send them your support. Ask what you can do for them. Give them a hand. ByeByeBlueSky.com, Brian396.com, AugmentInForce.com. These are the sites you want to check out if you want to learn something about artificial intelligence, nanobiology, chemtrails, the works. All there for you for free. No money down, no credit card. Go check out the information and learn. My site, AugmentInForce.com, there's a catalog link. Feel free to access the catalog link of all the stuff that we got going on. If you need a consultation as well, give me a shout. Again, the number is 519-977-5351 or send me an email, independs@yahoo.com. All right. We have a generational gap going on. You got us in the previous generation that was brainwashed, and we got us in the millennial generation ahead of us who are also brainwashed. All they know is how to follow a program, pick up a cell phone, pick up an iPad, go shopping, take selfies, you know, stupid stuff. And then they feel somebody owes them some kind of living, and they're not even capable of tying their shoe if they were Velcro. That's what we're in between. That's what we're in between. All right, listen, thanks for tuning in. We will see you Thursday. All right, till then, cooperate, solve some issues, get some ideas. All right, thanks a lot. Talk to you in a bit.